GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex, diving into the latest developments in the crypto world with the same steady hand you'd expect to find when sifting through a chaotic blockchain. Today, we've got a hefty lineup of stories that range from a Bitcoin ETF exodus to quantum computing threats and a couple of eyebrow raisers from key figures and companies in the industry. Let's grind. First up, Wall Street's Bitcoin ETF drama. Over the past week, U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs witnessed an exodus of $1.26 billion. The reason? The Fed took a hawkish stance, effectively sending traditional financial markets into a frenzy and prompting investors to pull out faster than a blockchain transaction with low gas fees. While ETFs have long been heralded as the bridge between crypto and institutional investors, these outflows suggest a crack in the facade. The market's volatility isn't news, but this scale of withdrawal underscores the fragility of crypto's relationship with traditional finance. For job seekers and builders, this means opportunities are still abundant, but navigating them will require careful attention to macroeconomic signals, a skill as essential as coding itself. Next, the looming threat of quantum computing on crypto. Security experts are sounding the alarm, warning that nation-states are hoarding encrypted data today with the intention of decrypting it tomorrow, once quantum computers are up to snuff. The specter of 6.9 million bitcoins hanging in the balance is enough to make any founder sweat. Ethereum, ever the Boy Scout, claims it has a plan. But let's be honest, if you're still using a seed phrase from the early days of crypto, it might be time to upgrade your security game. For developers and security experts, this means a fresh frontier in crypto security. The horizon is wide open for those ready to pioneer quantum-resistant solutions. Meanwhile, in the land of Bitcoin maximalism, Michael Saylor has pulled a surprise move. Saylor, the eccentric billionaire who vowed never to sell Bitcoin, just did, 32 BTC to be precise. This isn't about tax loss harvesting this time. Nope. This cash will fund dividends for Strategy's STRC Perpetual Preferred Stock, a nifty financial maneuver Saylor cooked up. Sure, 32 BTC is a drop in the ocean compared to the company's hefty stash of 843,706 BTC, but it's akin to a cardinal sin in the Church of HODL. For those in fintech and corporate finance, this is a reminder that crypto is not just a technological revolution, but a financial one too, filled with innovative twists and turns. And now, back to Coinbase, which has pulled a dramatic U-turn in its stance on the Indian market. After retreating in 2022 due to regulatory headaches, Coinbase is now back with a vengeance and a $2.45 billion bet, no less. They've integrated direct rupee rails, spot trading, and a stake in CoinDCX, showing they mean business in what's arguably the most crypto-curious nation on the planet. For anyone involved in international crypto business development, this is a case study in resilience and strategic pivoting. India's burgeoning market is not just a playground, it's a battleground. Today's developments underscore a crucial point. The crypto world is in a constant state of flux, and opportunities abound for those who can navigate its unpredictable seas. Whether it's developing quantum-resistant protocols or leveraging geopolitical market shifts, the future is rife with potential for those ready to seize it. That's it for today's grind. Keep those nodes running smoothly and your keys securely stored. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.